morning. Great to see you all this morning. Thank you, Pastor Rob and Denise, for this honor of sharing the word this morning. It's such a privilege to be able to share the word, and I don't treat it lightly. You know, as Pastor Rob said, you know, I'll talk about children, but the thing I really want to speak about this morning is influencing for eternity. You know, we all influence, every one of us influence someone. Some of us only influence a small handful, but some of us influence thousands. So it doesn't matter how old you are, as Pastor Rob said, it doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter if you're married or if you're single. You influence people right beside you. But the question today is, are you influencing them for eternity? Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence here this morning. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. So my title this morning is Influencing for Eternity. And I'm majoring on children up to about 18 years old. You know, the way we influence is a choice. We can either influence, like, now remember, I used to be in children's ministry. So I love pictures. So just remember that when you see some unusual pictures up there on the screen. So we can either influence, like Sylvester the cat. Can we have Sylvester the cat up there, please? He's a naughty boy. Can you read that caption? I'm safe in the knowledge that I'll never be put into the nut house because my doctor says that I'll be a bad influence on the rest of the patients. Oh dear. Or we can be an influence like Mother Teresa. We're all very familiar with Mother Teresa. Or Araha Parada. Or Christine Kane. Atina Malumbo. We can be a great influence like John Bevere. Or Leanne Robinson. Leanne Robinson's an amazing mum in our church here, as well as on the worship team. Or we can be a great influence like Kane Attard, amazing young pastor who I used to work in kids' ministry back when he was like yay high. Or Wayne Alcorn. It's your choice. It's a choice that we have. You know, I was looking through our photo albums during the week and reminiscing of the old days because, you know, all my children have left home now. And I was looking at the photos and thinking, how is it that I have influenced my family? Let's see how I have influenced my family. What is the photo I've got up here? Can you tell me what kind of an influence I've had on my family there? I love to poke faces. I love to have fun. I love to have funny faces. Now, this is a very mild funny face one. And much to my husband's disgust when we first started doing this, because all the kids were into it, it's like, oh, yeah, we want to take a funny face. And Jeff would say, just let's do a normal photo first, please, just a normal photo, just normal faces. And then we do a funny face. So it was quite great because it really puts a smile on my face when I see a funny face. So how are you influencing? Are you influencing children just to make them feel good? Or to make you feel good? Or are you influencing them for eternity? Are you being a godly role model and sharing Christ with them? As parents, we have that opportunity to be the greatest influence in our children. Proverbs 22 verse 6, which Pastor Kamat shared this morning, train up the child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. That is a promise that God has given us. In other words, point your kids in the right direction. When they're old, they won't be lost. Lost to the world. We don't want our kids to be the lost to the world. That's, you know, a Christian parent's heartache when they see their child being dragged into the worldly themes. As a person, not as a parent, not as a grandparent, but as a person, we have the opportunity to be the greatest influence in lives of children that maybe don't even have that kind of influence. Whether you're a parent Whether you're a grandparent, maybe you're an aunt or an uncle, maybe you're just a friend or a neighbour, you have the ability to influence children that are around about you. Where's that picture of the unhappy? You may think, well, I've been there, done that. I've had enough. I've done my job. Or maybe you may be thinking, well, I just don't like kids and they don't like me. Or you may be thinking, I just don't have kids, so what's the sense? I'd like to challenge you this morning. Look around you. There are kids everywhere. Kids everywhere you look. All up to the age of 18 that you can have an influence upon. You know, God sees our children as important, and so should we. Matthew 18 verse 6 says, But whoever causes any one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he would drown in the depths of the sea. That sounds pretty major. So do you get the impression that kids are important to God if he says something like that? You know, this scripture has always been very strong in my heart ever since I was only just a child at 15, used to do Sunday school. I used to minister. I used to influence children at such a young age too. And I thought this is such, you know, if children are important to God and he would put in such a word like that, well, then children need to be important to me. Children need to be important to us. You know, it's important that we as parents, as grandparents, as friends, as aunts and uncles, look at how we can be an influence for eternity for those children around about us. You know, I realise that children are certainly not the same, certainly not what they were like back when I was a child. You know, when I was a child, I remember, you know, if an adult told me to do something, well, then I'd just go and do it. I need to behave myself, otherwise I'd get a smack or I'd get a look from my father, you know, you need to be going doing that. So, but also as a child, you know, I used to have to give all the adults a name. It used to have to, a title. It would be Mr. or Mrs. Good morning, Mr. Smith. Good morning. Or it would be a particular, you know, doctor or pastor, whatever it was. We need to give them acknowledgement of who they are. So, but these days, it's not the same. But that's okay. Children might not be the same in that way, but they're still the same in the fact that they still need discipline, they still need boundaries, and most of all, they still need Jesus. They still need Jesus. So how can we be the greatest influence to the children around about us? Oh, thank you for asking that question. I'm so glad. I'd like to share 2 points, only 2 points this morning. One, very simple, be a good role model, easy, so we think, and talk to Jesus. Now, I know I could be preaching probably to the converted, but you know, it's always important to remind ourselves of what is important in life. So be a good role model. What does that look like? I believe that there's 2 major things that I'd like to discuss because there's so many things in being a good role model. Ephesians 5 verse 1 says, therefore, be imitators of God, imitators as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. Be an imitator of God. Be an imitator. That means to do as he does. What he does, we need to do exactly as he does. You know, his word is true, isn't it? His word, the Bible is true. Would we all agree with that? Well, then we too need to be true to our word. If we say yes, then the answer is yes. If we say no, the answer is no. We need to be true to what we say. If we say we're going to do something for a child, they'll hold on to that for dear life. But you said, yeah, well, I've changed my mind. That doesn't help at all. The children will not know what to believe or to know who you are. So it's important that we stay to our word, God's word, what he says. You know, children are watching everywhere we are. You know, technology, peers, there's so much that influences our children these days. You know, when Jeff and I were away on our long service leave last year, it was quite interesting because I think we were just sitting in the caravan and then all of a sudden my phone started going off. Ding, 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 ding. And I'm going, what on earth are all those messages coming through? What's going on? I grab my phone because this was on WhatsApp. So it's only just a one ding. And I saw it was for my daughter, Rach. I thought, oh, that's unusual. I've got so many voice messages from her. And so I played the first voice message. Nana, when are you coming home? Next message. Nana, I miss you. Next message. Nana, when are you coming to our place? Next message. Nana, when are you coming home? Melted my heart. But the thing is she was only just turning 4 years old. She had been watching her mum as to how to do a voice message. They're not silly. They're watching you, whether you like it or whether you don't. Children are watching very closely. Have you ever had a child maybe say something and you think, oh, gee, that's a bit grown up for them to be saying? And you think, basically, it's because they have been copying what their parents say or maybe somebody that they're close to. Or maybe for those that are parents or grandparents, they go and do something and you say, hey, don't do that. You know, and you go cross at them. And then later on you think, oh, actually, I do that. Ouch. Have you ever done that before? Come on, we've got to admit to that because we're not perfect parents, are we? None of us are perfect parents. It's so important that we do what is right. The Word of God shows us what it is to do what is right, and that is to imitate God. The second point to a good role model is love unconditionally. Love unconditionally. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 to 7. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely and does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. There's a lot in there that we need to be showing our children. Children need to be disciplined. They need to have boundaries, but they also need your unconditional love. Jesus did this to us. He forgave us when we did wrong. He didn't come back and look and rubbed us in our face of what we had done. He cleaned the slate and he kept moving on and he loved us unconditionally. This is what we need to be showing our children. Don't go dragging up the past of what's happened. That's not helping the child at all. That's not showing, modeling the children what it is to have unconditional love. Move on. Show them that same grace that Jesus showed you because he's given us so much. Show them how to forgive. Show them how to move on and to love unconditionally. So the second point about influencing children for eternity. Now remember, this isn't just for parents. This is every one of us. Every one of us have this ability. And that is talking about Jesus. Whether you're talking to young children, whether you're talking to teenagers, it doesn't matter. It's important that we talk to Jesus. Talk about Jesus. Deuteronomy 6, verse 6 to 9 says, and these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and you shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and of your gates. God's showing us it's important. We need to be talking about his word all the time. God has created us to be creative. He is a creative God, and we are too, because we are his children. So therefore, we need to be creative in the way we go about every day sharing God's word with him. So it's not just about reading a nice bedtime story. You know, sometimes it can be a bit of a religious thing. It's like, okay, it's time to read the Bible. Sit down and you read the Bible before you go to bed. It's not a religious thing. It's not about just telling a nice story about David and Goliath or Mary and Martha or Lazarus. It's not just a nice little story. They've got to be able to relate to these stories. We've got to show them that it's important to us. It's a priority in us, to us, and that we live and breathe that word also. It's important for us to memorize scriptures, because then we can show children around about us, whether it be the teenagers we're working with, whether it be the kids in the schools that we're working with. We've got to show them how we use the word, why it's important to memorize it so that we can use it in every day of life. I remember back, when I first started speaking at the junior chapel, it was the first time I've ever really done public speaking, and it scared the daylights out of me. It's like, oh my goodness, it was not a big deal to go speaking in front of children, but it was all the adults. It was all those that have got degrees and, you know, very high. It's like, who am I to be speaking to them? But, you know, memorizing the scripture, for God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind, helped me then to stand up and to speak with confidence, to speak with clarity, to speak with love. And this is what we need to show our children. We need to not hide or pretend that we're all the best and we've got it all together. We've got to tell them, listen, I'm a bit scared, but I remember that verse that tells me that God's not given me that spirit of fear, but he's given me a spirit of power. He's given me a spirit of love and a sound mind. We need to teach our children how to do this. And, you know, as we make that a priority, they then follow that suit. Remember? They're imitators. They like to copy us. They're like little sponges. And everything that you do, they'll do too. And that's why it's so important. While they're in the younger years, when they're born all the way through to 18 years old, we've got a huge influence to be able to share with them. So Psalms 119 says, young people can live a clean life by obeying your word. I worship you with all my heart. Don't let me walk away from your commands. Children can live a clean life obeying the word. So the next point is pray with them. This is so important that they know how important it is to be able to have a relationship with their Heavenly Father, to know how to talk with him. Philippians 4 verse 6, a very familiar scripture, be anxious for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. You know, in good times and in hard times, whether we're going through a tough time, it's important that we show our children how to pray. It's like, oh, listen, you know, I'm really struggling at the moment. You know, will you pray with me? Will you help me? Will you be there with me? And then as the children have their tough times, they can be very open with us and say, hey, listen, I'm really struggling at the moment. Can you pray with me, please? It's important that we teach them. Teach them how to use God's word, God's scripture, and pray over their lives, and so that it is like a two-edged sword going through their situations as they need it. You know, when I was young, I used to get up in the morning and I would see my mum and dad just laying there in bed, reading the Word, that's influenced me in my life. They'd be laying there reading the Bible together. And then there was times that even earlier hours, back when I used to work and I'd have to get up early, and I'd go downstairs and there was my mum sitting in her chair, eyes closed, praying for our family, praying for her friends, praying for whatever situation. That impressed on me as a child, because I started working when I was 15. So as a child, seeing your parent, I would just stand there and I would watch quietly as she prayed, and I'd listen to the way she'd pray. She influenced my life, listening to her and seeing how she put God as a priority in her life, that she would get up early and pray for us as children, but also pray for her friends. That's important. You know, I love how Jem and her team are working with our kids down there at Kids Club. You know, she's helping them, teaching them how to listen to God. You know, this is not just a Sunday thing. This needs to be done every day in our life. You know, asking our kids, so what did Holy Spirit say to you today? Keep on asking them those questions and they get used to it. And then as they sit quietly and having their quiet time, you can say, what do you think Jesus is saying to you today? Ask those questions of them. You know, they might come up with a bit of a funny answer, but they're going to start getting used to that question and start saying, well, Jesus, what are you saying to me today? Start asking those questions and make it a daily habit. Would the worship team like to come? Please, thank you. So if we want our children, our grandchildren, our nieces and nephews, our future family to know Christ and to be able to spend eternity with God, then we need to be influencing right now. It's up to every one of us, not just the parents, even though it does start in the home. It's up to all of us to start influencing those that are around about us, because we want to help raise those children that don't have godly parents. That's what we're here for. If you don't have children immediately, there's lots of children that are around about us that don't have that godly influence, and it's important that we take on that role of influencing them for eternity, because we want a healthy church. We want a healthy church that's in love with God, serving faithfully and fulfilling the plans that He has for their lives. This has to be intentional, but everyone has to be a part of this. For those children who don't have godly homes, they have you and me, every one of us, every one of us. But you know, I believe going to church should not be an option. I believe that it should be a rule in our home that on Sundays we go to church. Back when my kids were going to school and they did sports, because they did sports on a Saturday and they did training during the week, we'd say, yeah, sure, you can play sports, that's not a problem. But Sundays, we go to church. We serve God on a Sunday. We love God. We put God first in our life. It's not about being religious. It's about making God a priority in our lives, in wanting to grow in our relationship with God. It's about showing them and training them that God is a priority in our lives. And once they got to a certain stage of needing to have a job, part-time job, as they became older teenagers, we said, sure, go ahead, get a job. But please, ask not to work on Sundays. And you know what? There was times that was a bit hard. But they said, no, I'm sorry, I don't work Sundays. And I know some people don't have the option. You know, you've got nurses and doctors and things like that. But you know, we saw God bless our children because they put him first. They said, no, can't work Sundays. And they went to church. And you know what? God always blessed him, blessed them all with plenty of hours, plenty of work to do. They were blessed. As parents and care providers, we have the power to make those rules. What rule will you have in your home? In closing, I'd like to ask you, how are you going to influence that young person that you connect with regularly? Are you going to influence them and just make them feel happy? Or are you going to influence them for eternity? Are you going to be a good role model that they'll look up to and know who you are? That your yes be a yes and your no be a no? Are you going to talk to them about Jesus? Are you going to pray with them while they're sick? Are you going to pray with them when they're having a tough time? Are you going to talk to them about the Word of God and the importance of reading His Word and putting God first in their lives? What are you going to do today? Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that children matter to you. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us children to raise and to influence. And then, Father, they're in your hands to fulfill the plans that you have for their lives. Father, may we be an amazing influence to the children around about us here in Mackay. May we influence them for eternity. May we not be shy, but may we be strong and bold and purposeful with your word and speak your word with confidence and love and take this upon us as a plan for our life with the little ones around about us. Father, I pray for your hand of blessing upon this word, the ears that have heard it. May it influence us all for eternity. In Jesus' name, amen.